This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Harley-Davidson had a pretty good close to the 2022 motorcycle year. Shipments globally were up 18% in the fourth quarter over a year earlier. Less good, though, was the news for LiveWire. That's Harley's electric motorcycle business. Revenue there down 28%. Harley did actually spin LiveWire out into a separate entity last year, still owns most of it, though. But look, the all-electric Hummer and the all-electric Ford F-150, they're flying off the shelves. Electric cars of all varieties, basically the same. Demand for electric scooters is strong, too. What, though, is different about electric motorcycles? Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
When the Tobacco Road Harley-Davidson dealership in Raleigh, North Carolina, was carrying LiveWire bikes a couple years ago, there were customers who wanted to check them out. Casey Harold is the dealership's marketing manager.
They see how fast it is, how nimble it is, how easy it is to shift.
But for true Harley lovers, there was often a deal breaker.
They miss the sound. They want that rumble. They want it to make that noise when they're coming down the road.
While Ford can market its all-electric pickup truck to traditional pickup drivers, there's just less overlap between LiveWire and Harley riders, says analyst Anna Glaskin at Jefferies.
The person who is buying a Harley-Davidson, everyone can picture in their mind, is not necessarily the same person who's going to gravitate toward an electric, sportier type of bike.
In 2021, more than a third of people who bought electric motorcycles were new to motorcycling, according to the Motorcycle Industry Council. The electric market overall is growing, led mostly by non-legacy brands like Zero Motorcycles. But there's some strong headwinds, like literal headwinds.
We call it the meat flag.
Seth Weintraub is the publisher at the EV news site Electra. He says the human riding the motorcycle is a big aerodynamic drag, which strains the electric battery.
At highway speeds, no real motorcycle gets much more than 100 miles of range.
Those range-draining meat flags mean electric motorcycles aren't great for joyriding down the coast on the weekends. They're better for urban day trips, which then means
you're competing with e-bikes.
Or scooters, which are typically cheaper and don't require a special license to operate. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.